Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We are broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. This is Stronger Together today. It's the battle really still not back with us yet. But we can go on and continue forth and be obedient to the things that God would have us to do. Amen. If you have a desire to call into the broadcast, the number is 646-478-0660. We are in the process of opening up the chat room as we speak, amen? So we are launching the chat room, and we're about to get started. But let's hear a little bit more of this song called You Said by Andre Rhoads. All right. You're right. Just let that play in the background a little bit. Amen. There we go. Amen. Again, you listen to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. This is Stronger Together. Our topic today is when your help comes, and it says, in my notes, says, move the mountain. You know, a lot of times we try to do things without the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us to do those things, man. And I'm talking about myself. We have a tendency to make those things even worse. So when your help comes, when you get some help, then you get able to move the mountain. Who's your help? All of your help, of course, comes from the Lord, you know. And we're going to talk about that Psalms 121 and some other things that God has shared with us today. We're just going to have a good time in the Lord and bless his holy name. Amen. Let's go ahead and have prayer. Father God, we just want to come and say thanks to you and glorify your name. For you are truly worthy to be praised, God. There is none like you in all the earth. We just want to give you honor. We just want to give you praise. We want to lift up our voice unto you and praise your name, Holy Spirit. Come and bless the people of God this day, God. Allow us only to speak the words that you have given us to encourage, to heal, to exhort, to bring back hope, to restore those things that the cankerworm and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm has eaten, God. You have done great things for us, wherein we are glad. Allow us, Lord Jesus, the people, God, who are called by your name, who have humbled ourselves and repented of our ways and sought after you, God, that the healing of the nation may take place, God, a healing of a nation that have decided that hate is better than love, God. Allow us to be living epistles read among men that they might see you, Lord Christ Jesus, in our life, that a change may take place, God, for those that you have designed or ordained to be saved, God. We want to be able, God, to go into the hedges in the highway and compare men and women to come in. We want to be able, God, and obedient and be bold about it, Lord Jesus, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all within the world, God. We thank you for these things. We even thank you for our enemies. We thank you for those that wants to do us harm and take us out for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Allow us to continue to be bold in those things as we seek after your face, Lord Jesus. Allow us, God, to spread the gospel of you, of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Again, you're listening with Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. This is Stronger Together. You're Stronger Together with Valerie Miller. She's not back. Hopefully, she'll be back in a couple of weeks. Our topic is when your help comes, you know, move the mountain. Go ahead and move the mountain. Don't wait. Move the mountain, you know, when you get your help. You know, in life, Sometimes you try to do a lot of different things by ourselves, and it gets us into a whole lot of trouble, especially when there's somebody there to help. And a lot of times we don't want help from people, and I'm speaking about myself, because been there, done that, because of pride, you know. Because we want to be, we want, because of pride, we don't want nobody to help us and stuff like that, you know. But one of the things I like about serving Christ is to know that I am my brother's keeper, and my brother is my keeper. And one of the things I like about all of this is to know that I need the sharpening of your iron, and you need the sharpening of my iron. That when we get together with our irons, there's going to be some sparks that fly, and that fire will consume up anything and everything that is not like God. That's the whole purpose of a relationship that we have one another. That's why that when the help comes, I can't turn the help away. I gotta help, let the help do what God has designed it to do. I have to be able to know that God is able. Amen. And I'm coming from the Psalms 121, and let's go ahead and turn that real quick. Amen. And then we're gonna get into this thing deeply. Psalms 121, it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel should neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Now let's go back and let's read again, and let's begin to break this down. Amen. I got some other scriptures we're going to share with you concerning this. Amen. He said, I will lift up, the psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes into the hills, cometh my help. Where's my help coming from? My help is coming from the Lord. I'm going to lift up my eyes. I'm going to depend on God. I'm going to let God be God in my life, you know, because I know that I'm letting him do what he do best, the mountain is going to be a small thing. The mountain is not going to be as difficult as it seems, because I'm relaxed. I'm letting go, and I'm letting God be God. You know, these are the ones I get my help from. As I stated before when I was talking about this, I said, when the help comes, you can move the mountain, okay? You can move the mountain. So when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, I'm talking to those that know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, that means can't no mountain be moved without you, okay? You know, without him, you know? When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he begins to, your perspective changes, and to a point where the mountain doesn't seem as much difficulty as it may seem before. You know, because that's your help. You know, that's your helpmate. Jesus said in the Bible that I've sent you a comforter. That's your comforter, you know. That's the one that gives you that edge that you may not have under normal circumstances, you know, and everything. So to be able to help you to move that mountain, you know, to be able to help you to move that mountain. Now, I want to talk about this real quick. It says, Okay, look at Matthew 17. We're going back to the Psalms in a little bit. But Matthew 17:20 said, and Jesus said unto them, because of unbelief, verily I say unto you, if you have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Did you hear what I just said, y'all? Nothing shall be impossible unto you. If you have the faith, if you have the help, if you have the Holy Spirit, if you have the guidance, if you know how the gifts of the Spirit that God has given you, all that was in you, he has given you everything you need to look at that mountain and say, mountain, be moved. Now, the key to this thing is that you're doing all these things because God has designed it to do so. If you do it any other way, you're messing with a form of witchcraft. But that's why it says us important to listen to the Holy Spirit, because some cases God might not want the mountain to be moved. You know what I mean? In some cases, he might want us to go around the mountain. You see what I'm saying? So we have to be in a relationship or in an intimacy with God to make sure that, okay, God, you want me to move this mountain? I'll move it. I remember telling somebody earlier today, And I was thinking about David, that David was in a place that went up before he did anything, he asked God first, God, do you want me to do this? God would either say, God would either tell him, go forth. God would give him an instruction. So what am I saying? We rely on the Holy Spirit. We rely on our help, amen, to be able to give us instructions to tell us what to do with that mountain that we're dealing with. We have to. Whatever the case is, whatever the mountain is, we got to let the Holy Spirit do what it's do best. We got to let our comforter, our help, our strength do exactly what it said it was. Would do exactly what it was designed. Now let's go back to Psalms 121. Amen. It says, and let's read it again. It said, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth." That's just letting you right now that God's in control of everything. He said, "My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth." So that means there's nothing in the heaven, there's nothing in the earth that will prevent you from moving that mountain if God is on your side. There's nothing in the stars, there's nothing on any of the planets, anything that created will be able to separate you from the love of God. Nothing, y'all. How awesome is that to know that nothing will separate you from the love of God. Nothing will prevent you from moving that mountain. There may be the situation where it's a stronghold, and maybe it might be a situation where it's doubt. Maybe it may be fear. Maybe it might be a really bad relationship. Whatever the mountain is that is hindering you or preventing you to get into the promised land, I'm here to be a witness to you today that God is able to do it. Your help is able to do it. He's able to take that mountain and move it. He's able to take that mountain and make it a valley. Yeah, I said he's able to take that mountain and make it a valley, you know. And not just make it a valley, but make it appear unto you like it's not as big and it's not as big as you thought. You know, a lot of times when we go through things, after we gone through it, after we suffered through it, after we cried out the way through it, after we doubted, after we didn't have all the faith, after we did all this stuff, and then God brings us through it in a mighty way. He's like, you know what? Man, I know there was nothing but God, and it would have been easy. Why don't I just trust him from the start? Just trust and believe on him from the start. Amen. And again, I forgot to give out the number. The number here is 646-478-0660. And like I said, the chat room has been open. I would love to hear from you, your comments, anything like that. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. This is Stronger Together. Amen. We are being blessed. We're talking about when your help comes. When your help comes. Another example, we're going to get back to Psalms 121 in a minute. But another example is that you know me, I consider myself to be a big dude, you know, pretty nice size, you know, heavy, not necessarily in the best of shape, but I think I'm okay, you know. So, you know, I know that if I go to move a dresser that weighs a couple hundred pounds, and I try to move that dresser by myself, I'm going to hurt myself, you know, unless I do that professionally, you know, in which I don't, and most people don't. I know I'm going to need some help, and even professionally, the people movers, they need help in moving some of the stuff that people got in their house, okay? So the point is, they may wait, you know, until somebody comes by to help them, that a partner, you know, a co-partner, you know, come out and help them. And what does that mean? That means also they might, for us, you know, and I talked about this earlier about the sharpening of iron. Sometimes as Christians, we might have to wait until God sends somebody by our way to help us do the very thing that he is called to do. So if I try to move this mouse, this dresser all by myself, I'm not going to get very far. I'm not. I mean, I'm a 200-pound dresser. I'll be struggling a little bit. I might make it and do it, but it may take me some time. And time is another issue when you're talking about your help comes, okay? So therefore, what that means is that if I'm in the process of trying to move the dresser, I realize that I realized that I came and all that kind of stuff is taking me some time. Time is a factor. My strength is a factor. You know, I'm getting tired. I'm getting thirsty. I'm sweating, all this kind of thing. And then a young man, another brother, come and said, "Brother, let me be able to help you, you know, to move this dresser." And being that there's two of us now, and the weight of thing is equally balanced, that makes it easier. If I have three, if I have for, the weight becomes not even a factor, because the more people are helping me move this dresser from one point to another point, you know. So what does that mean? All mean in so many words is that the time is not a factor, the energy level is not a factor, there's no sweat and everything like that, and there's a camaraderie of people being able to accomplish things that they wasn't being able to accomplish before. Another example that's in the Bible, when they talk about the Tower of Babel, that's in the Bible, and they talk about the Tower of Babel, that they were saying that the people came of one mind, and they wanted to build a building all the way up to heaven. And God came down here to confuse their tongue, because they were of one mind. They were of one thing. Don't you realize when your help come back and you're on one mind, there is nothing you can't accomplish? So what did that say for us? That means when the Holy Spirit is allowed to do what he do best in us and everything, and we are willing to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying in our life, there is nothing that we can't do, you know? There is no failure. There is no mountain. There is no stumbling block. There is no Judas. There is none of the things that will prevent us from being obedient to the things that God is calling us. We can go forth now. We can go forth with a strength, man. We can go forth with a purpose now, because we know that we got help, you know. We got like a legion of angels all waiting for us to pray the prayer or to speak the word that God has already ordained for us to speak. They're waiting, you know. They're all in the way. They say, okay, all you got to do is say, ready, God, and we're here. You know, all you got to do is say, let go and let God. And they're ready. Okay, let's get back to the Psalms 121, man. All right? He said, he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee would not slumber. Check that out. He would not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. God would never go to sleep on you. You know, he will never, ever go to sleep on you. He's always aware. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's always aware of what's going on. The Bible says that he's going all over. He has many eyes. He sees everything. You can't hide from anything from him and stuff like that. You can't hide anything from him. He's always watching. He's always, you know, looking out for his people. Jesus is in heaven right now, interceding on our behalf. He's the great intercessor for us. Father, you know, I'm praying for me. You know, Jesus' great prayer, you know, was before he was about to get crucified. He began to pray not only for the disciples, but those also that would come later. He prayed for us in the garden, y'all. He prayed for us. He had us in mind when he went to that cross. He was thinking about the 12 and the ones that will be in Pentecost. No, he was thinking about this generation and the generation now that until the Lord Jesus Christ come back. He was thinking about all of us. How awesome is that? That prayer was for all of that. So he said he would not suffer that foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee would not slumber. He would not slumber. He won't slumber. You know, he would not suffer that foot to be moved. You know, you're not going to go through anything that God doesn't know about. And even then, he's going to provide a way of escape for you. Even then, he's going to give you the strength to endure it as a good soldier. He's going to give you the strength to endure that. All right, verse 4, Psalms 124:4. We're running out of time, no, I'm not. Okay, Psalms 124:4 says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord is thy keeper. Where's your help come? Him that keepeth me in all things. Him that keepeth me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Who's our keeper? The Lord God Almighty. Who's our keeper? He's the one, y'all. There is none like him in all the earth. He said, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. He's thy shade, you know. There's a covering that comes over us that know the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's a covering that's over us. There's a shade. There's something different and unique about us. The Bible says that we're his peculiar treasure. We're his apple of his eye. We look different. We act different. We talk different. We're not the same. You know, we were bought with a price. There's a change that has taken place in our life. There's a change that has taken place on our life. The Lord is our shade upon thy right hand. He's our shade. He's our comforter. He's our peace, no matter what. That's how we know that that's how we can lift up our ears, lift up our eyes into the hills. But with the Lord, with that, slow down, right? That's why we can lift up our eyes unto the hills, but with our help come from. That's why we can do that. Because we have that relationship with him. We are. He is in us. And so he's dwelling in us. There's an indwelling of the Holy Spirit that will lead us and guide us to the promise. That will lead us and guide us in situations, in darkness, in trials, and in tribulation. We know where our help coming from. The Bible said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Only way you can say so is that if you know him. And the question for you and me and everybody around, do you know the Lord your God? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and personal Savior? Have you been born again? You know, have you received the gift of the Holy Spirit? All these questions, we all of us need to ask ourselves on the daily. Not need to ask ourselves. We need to make sure that our anchor is sure and that we're built into a solid foundation. You know, we need to make sure at this time, especially in these last days, is that we know in whom we believe. Yeah? It says, Psalms 121 and 6 says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The sun shall not smite. That's favor. God's favor is all around us, y'all. Favor. Nothing can take place with God having to say so. The devil had to go to God and ask God for permission for Job. He couldn't do it on his own. He didn't have that kind of power or authority. Notice that key word, power or authority. He had to ask God, you know? And God would say, okay, do it, but you can't take his life. You know? The question for you and I, can God bet on us? Can God depend on us that when things come in our life, that we're going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord? Can God depend on us that when storms come in our life and he tells us to come, and when he's standing on the storm, on the water and everything, that we're not going to look down or look around and see the waves or see that we can just come and see Jesus and we be able to walk on the water just to get to him? What would it take for us just to get to God? What would it take? How much would it do? How much would it take for us to believe that God is and just come to him running and say, Lord, I see you, and I'm staying focused on you no matter what it may seem, okay? I'm staying focused on you. I'm staying encouraged on you. I'm believing on you. I'm trusting you. Amen. It says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Oh, man, I like that. Don't you realize because we've been born again, because we've been bought, that God has preserved us? You know, he has preserved us. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. We are not the same. We're not. He has preserved our soul, our very soul. That's why our task becomes to a point that we need to go out and tell somebody about Christ Jesus. That's why we do what we do here on the broadcast on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We want to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't want to browbeat you and tell you all that kind of stuff, but we want to do all these things in love. All in love so that you can see Christ Jesus in our life. You know, so that you can say that, hey, I've been preserved. The Lord God has preserved me until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm preserved. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. We are kept. We are kept beings now. You know? We're kept, man. I can't worry about, you know, there's going to always be distractions all around us that do this and do that and try to distract us from what God is having to do. But the thing we got to remember, we've been preserved. You know, we are, when I look at thinking of the word preserved, that means I'm thinking about being special. You know, I'm thinking about looking at it from a perspective of like, you know, there is something different, you know. It makes me unique, you know, makes me different and everything from the normal other thing. Not that we are better because it's not us, the flesh, but it's the Holy Spirit that's in us. You know, that's why it's God's will that no man shall perish. It's God's will that no one shall perish. You know, but all should come into the right, the light of redemption. All should come into him, his fold. That's why. He gives us marching orders to go into the hedges and highway and command men and women to come in. You know, that's why he does that. Let's go for it. It is Psalms 121:8 says, "The Lord shall preserve that going out and that coming in from this time forth and for even more." Preserve me, you preserve for even more, man, forever, you know, you're going in and you're coming out, you wake up, you preserve, you go to sleep, you preserve, you go out, you preserve, you come back in, you preserve by what, him, that your helper, you know, you preserve to do what, to be able, you know, to move whatever mountain. You deserve to do it. There is so much power in the name of Jesus. There is so much power that we have the ability to do, you know, not to be seen of man or not to sell it, anything like that, but all for his name's sake. All this is for his name's sake, that he may get the glory. Amen. Amen. Again, you're listening with Christian Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We are broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. This is Stronger Together. Amen. If you have a desire to call into the show, the number is 646-478-0660. We want to thank those listening on Facebook and through the archives of the different broadcasts. We do have well over 400 some broadcasts on blogtalkradio.com/ When Christians Speak. I do want to remind you of some upcoming broadcasts that we have. We have Here's to Abounding Grace with Minister Van. That's Tuesday at 7 p.m. Then we have Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall every Thursday at 12 noon. Of course, we have Friday Night Joy with myself and friends. That's 7 p.m. Then we have, of course, today, Stronger Together with Sister Valerie Miller and myself. That's Sundays at 7 p.m. And every fourth Saturday, we have the Alabaster Box with Prophet Carla Johnson. Every fourth Saturday at 7 p.m. We would encourage you to go and check out our website, whenchristianspeak.com. We have quite a few things going on that page. We'll tell you a little bit more about the different hosts that we have and some of the guests that we've had come on within the last couple of years. Yes, we've been doing this for 2 years now. And also you see some of the other different platforms that we broadcast on. We have a platform that we broadcast 24 hours, amen, through Live 365. You can get that link there too. We also want to encourage you to check out our apps. We do have some apps for you. They're relatively new, a couple of months now. We have one for your Android and for your Apple products, amen. So you can definitely download that. You can also listen to When Christians Speak Talk Radio also on your phone. If you go to the Blog Talk Radio and just say click, it should play like that. But we do have apps. The apps are free. We don't charge anything for that, amen. So that's what's going on with that. We right now, we're doing a special thing for this young lady that I had the opportunity to meet through the broadcast. And she's asking, let me see if I can go to the page real quick. We're trying to help her out. She's going back to school, amen, and she's the mother of three kids, amen, okay? And her name is Marlene. I'm going to mess this up. Marlene Avagandado. She's from the Philippines. Amen. And she has a desire to help her family and everything by going back to school. So what we did, we started a fund on GoFundMe called GoFundMe Help Marlene. GoFundMe.HelpMarlene. Amen. So what we're trying to do, there's a link if you go to Blog Talk Radio /WhenChristianSpeak and click on today's episode. Whatever you give there would help this young lady go back to school. The name of the school, because we did do some research, the name of the school that she's going back is Asia Pacific Caregiver and Healthcare Training Center, and they're located in the Philippines. And her purpose is going back to be either a nurse attendant to be part of the nurse's attendant program or the caregiver program. And you have to go back and read about her bio, because we put her bio up online. She's originally from Southern Leyte. She had three kids three kids, all boys. Aaron is 15. Quinn John is 14. And his youngest son, Mel, is 4 years old. So she want to be able to provide for her family. And this is one of the things that would take place. Now, I want to say to you that the money here that for those that live in the United States compared to it is totally different. You know, $1 or $5 goes a long way. Amen. And so we're trying to raise enough money for not only to pay for her schooling, amen, but to help her to support her family for those 6 to 9 months or however long it'll take, 6 to 9 months while she's in school, amen, because we want to be a blessing. And one of the things I put there, this is one of the things that we're going to start doing on our broadcast because we are getting approved for a 501c3, amen. We want to be able to raise money for this, you know, one family at a time or for different organizations or whatever they kind of do. We just don't want to be on the air and talk about Christ or give you Christ. We want to be able to assist and bless someone or bless the people out there too. So that's the purpose of When Christians Speak. That's one of the goals that we have for When Christians Speak Talk Radio, to be a blessing unto others and not just preach to you, but also to give and to help those that are in need. Amen. So God is blessing this ministry to move and to go into a different direction. We are happy about that. So again, the site is GoFundMe.com/HelpMylene. Amen. And this young lady has been a listener with Christian Speed Talk Radio for the last 2 years. And we have quite a few listeners over there in the Philippines. In fact, we have a listener base that's international, probably about 33 different countries. So we appreciate all those that listen to this ministry through all the different platforms. God bless you. We will continue to pray with you and for you. Amen. Amen. Now, let me play some music and grab a drink of water, okay? We'll be back in a minute. Amen. 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 Amen.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Join us live every Thursday at 12 noon for Declaring the Finished Work with Pat Randall, a time of prayer and exhortation. Reverend Ray and friends are here every Friday night to remind you of the things Jesus spoke so that his joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. That's every Friday night at 7 p.m. on Friday Night Joy. Join Reverend Ray and Valerie Miller on Sundays for Bread of Life at 5 p.m. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Praise the Lord, we're back. We're back. God is our source. Amen. We're going to play that song a little bit, maybe towards the end. Amen. We'll be back on the air. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. This is Strong and Together. Valerie Miller is not with us yet. Hopefully, she'll be back in a couple of weeks. I did get a chance to talk to her. Amen. And God is blessing this powerful young woman with some different things. So just keep her in prayer. Amen. Amen. Of course, today's topic is when your help comes, move the mountain. You know, don't wait, don't procrastinate, don't do anything. But when you get your help to be able to do something God has done, you go forth. Don't be afraid. You know, be strong in the power of His might. Let's go forth. Move the mountain. You know, don't worry about anything. Know that God is with you. He has not failed you whatsoever. Amen. I also want to tell everybody about the we have a couple of Facebook pages, of course. We have one, of course. We have two for When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And we also have one called Christians Against Suicide and Depression, where we try to post encouraging things for the people of God. And we're not against the person and everything, but we just want to make sure they get the help that they needed. You know, and we have all kinds. It's not just Christians for anybody. But we try to post encouraging pictures, remarks, scriptures, and we also try to direct people on where to get help from. So we do a little bit of different things on there too. Amen. Amen. What else? What else? Try to hurry up so we can get back to the word. Amen. Now, there is we are beginning to do sponsorships for the broadcast. If you're interested in sponsoring particular broadcast, we do four shows a week, three shows a week, and one extra during the month. No, I said it right, four shows a week. And let me know, get in contact with me, and we'll talk about how we go about sponsoring. We are beginning to do that now. One of the things that we are doing in advance, amen, and again, I got to go back to my page, amen, and talk about this. Okay, let's see if I can find what I'm looking for. Amen. If you go to opportunitynox.paycationpro.com, it's called opportunitynox.paycationpro.com. You'll find out a little bit more about this company called Paycation Travel. I want to say relatively new, but not really. There's a lot of different, really positive things that are going on with this company. This is one of the companies that I use, that I am involved with, amen. And I use them for a lot of all of the traveling that I do. And I've been just really blessed to meet some wonderful people. And if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about it, go to that. And there's also a telephone number on that website. You can get in contact with me. You can watch the video and get a little bit more information. And sign up for it, and I can get in contact with you that way, or you can give me a call on the telephone, and we can talk about the opportunity. If you're just looking to travel, you can also just go to the website, click on the link, says travel, and you can actually do the booking online. Right then from the start. So it's called Paycation Travel. They got a lot of great things about to take place. I'm excited about what this company is doing, amen, and stuff like that. So we are a part of them. I'm blessed to be a part of that. And just stay tuned. It's going to get better, amen. It's going to get better, amen. I think that's basically all the announcements that I have. So let's get back to the word. We got probably about 20 minutes left in the broadcast. Again, if you have a desire to call us to the show, the number is 646-478-0660, 646-478-0660. The chat room has been open. I'd love to hear from you. Amen. And even when we're not broadcasting, you can get in contact with me on the Facebook page of When Christians Speak. I'd love to hear you. Hear from you, love to hear the feedback, what's going on in our prayer requests, anything like that. Again, this ministry was birthed out of love for the people of God and for those that don't know Christ Jesus. You know, it's our desire to bring great and wonderful things to you, to talk about different companies, to talk about health, to talk about nonprofit organizations, even some talk about current events, and even talk about movies at times. I think Reverend Pat that did a couple of those broadcasts where she was talking about a particular movie that she went to see. So we do a little bit of everything on the broadcast, amen. And we try to not put ourselves in a box, but to be open to the things that God. That we might spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. But let's get back to the broadcast, to the topic. Strong Together with Reverend Ray. When your help comes, just move the mountain. Now, one of the things I wanted to do, I had another scripture that is coming. I want to read this scripture again. Amen. Matthew 20. No, this is different. This is coming from Matthew 21 and 21. Amen. Amen. Let's go back. A little further. Amen. Okay, let's start at Matthew 21, verse 18. And it says, now in the morning, as he returned to the city, talking about Jesus, he was hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. And said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you should not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but thou shalt also say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And verse 21-22 says, all things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. One of the things I like about that is you shall ask in prayer, believing, You know, when you pray, God is communicating back to you, believing in you shall receive. But when I looked at this particular scripture, you know, there's so much in it, and I have to talk about this another Sunday about this fig tree, because I don't want to get it all together, like mushy together. But we have to talk about this fig tree maybe next Sunday. Maybe next Sunday that'll be our topic, if Valerie is not bad. Okay, but you should go ask whatever you want. You're going to be able to move the mountain, man. You know? He said, verily I say to you, if you have the faith, you know, you'll help the Holy Spirit, and doubt not. You should not only do this, but which is done to the fig tree, but you should also say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. What does that say for us? That says, y'all, if we allow the Holy Spirit to operate in our life, there is nothing that we can't do. You know, there's nothing that we can't do. If we let the Holy Spirit operate in our life and we be obedient to it, and man, there's a key word there, if we be obedient to it, you know, nothing. The enemy can't do anything to us. In fact, the enemy becomes our footstool. He is. He's our footstool. We look at him totally different than we do now, wherever we're. If we realize the power of the Holy Spirit that operates in our life, we look at him totally different. We're like, whatever. We're like, whatever, man. You know, we look at him totally different. Now, I'm not talking about that we be foolish when dealing with him and stuff like that. Because we operate in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom, you know, and everything. I was going to say something. I'm not going to say that. But the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom, all those things, you know. So my thing and my task for you is, when you know that you got your help, you got the Holy Spirit, you know, go ahead, man, move the mountain. You know, the Holy Spirit is going to direct you. If the Holy Spirit directs you to move the mountain, move the mountain. If He's directing you to go around, by all means, go around. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't worry about what people are saying and what they're doing and all that kind of stuff. But just trust God. They say when it comes down to trust God. Trust the God that's in you. Trust the change that has taken place in your life. Believe that you're able to achieve it, you know. There is no failure in God. So if there's no failure in God and everything, as many mistakes as you may have made or think you made, there's no failure in you if you stay with God. Stay with Him. Allow the Holy Spirit to be that what He's supposed to be in your life. Amen. Hey, look, we've got a few minutes, but I was listening to Pastor James Robinson, The Tree of Life, this morning, man. He was preaching up a storm. I even got the CD. I think I'm going to load it up for tomorrow. Amen. Amen, man. The dude was preaching, man. Tree of Life Christian Ministry is in Clinton, Maryland, off Piscataway Road and everything. So if you have an opportunity to be in, if you're in the area, by all means, come on and pay us a visit. The dude was preaching, man. I was like, whoa, boy. Oh, man. Talking about feeling tough, you know. And he was talking about Psalms 139 when I really don't have the time to get into it, you know. But let me just read it, okay? Can I just read it? And no comments, no commentary, just read it, okay? This is Psalms 139. This is what I want to leave you with. At verse 1, Psalms 139, it says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my upright rising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my land down, and I art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whether I should go from the Spirit, or whether I should flee from thy presence, if I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth at the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy ways, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance will not hide from thee. When I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, thy eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in my book, all my members was written, which continuous with fashion, when as yet they were none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye blessed of men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hated thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hate. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see, God, if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. May God add a blessing to the hearing and in the doing of his word. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, y'all, you've been listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This has been Stronger Together. I have been your host, Reverend Ray. Hey, look, I'd like to hear from you on Tuesday. Don't forget, his abounding grace, Minister Van. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on knowing that your God is nigh, that he has not left you. When your help comes, go ahead and move that mountain. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for this day. We want to thank you for your grace and mercy, God. We thank you for your love, God. We pray that this word has been a blessing to someone. Please, God, reach out and begin to heal your people. Deliver, God. Begin to encourage. Whatever needs to be done, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would be due. We pray for life and not death, God. We pray for redemption, Lord Jesus. We pray even for the lost souls. We pray for our enemies. We lift up every church there is in the world, God. We pray for a great revival to take place in the body of Christ, God. We pray for the preachers. We pray for the ministries and the bishops and the apostles, God. We pray for the prophets, and we pray for all of those that are in leadership, God, that a great awakening will take place in their spirit. They may begin to see the hand that's writing on the wall. Holy Spirit, come and do what you do best. Upset the normalcy of just having church as usual, God. Allow us to come back into right relationship with you. Allow us to repent of anything that we have done that displeased you, Lord Jesus. Allow us, God, to focus on you, God, to pray for you, pray in you, and rejoice in you. We know, God, that we can't do this by ourselves. We need you, Holy Spirit. So we give to you this prayer to you. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. Y'all be blessed again. Stay encouraged. Let me see if I can find some of Andre Rose music here. Amen. And we're going to go out like that, man. You know, but be blessed. You know, don't give up. Hold on. And know that God is with you always. Amen. 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 There we go.